Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a close look at the journey of David Archuleta.
The singer-songwriter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From American Idol fame.
Exactly. And our exploration, it's drawing from Christian culture news, which gives a really kind of interesting angle on how his Mormon upbringing shaped him.
His life, his values, his music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So our mission really is to unpack that influence. You know, what does it mean for someone trying to make it in entertainment, but with this very strong faith background?
It's quite a story. David Archuleta, born back in 1990, showed musical talent really early on.
Mm-hmm.
And that talent, well, it catapulted him, didn't it? Right onto the national stage after that runner-up finish on Idol's seventh season. That was 2008.
Feels like yesterday, but yeah. And that wasn't just like a flash in the pan?
No, not at all. It really kicked off his music career, built a very dedicated fan base. Still has it.
Absolutely. And what the Christian culture news piece really stresses is that his upbringing in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church, it wasn't just background noise.
No, it was fundamental, woven right in.
Deeply interwoven, yeah. Things like honesty, integrity, community service, these core principles.
You really see them, don't you, in his public image, even in his lyrics sometimes.
Definitely. And he was, like, encouraged to chase the music dream, but always keeping that faith connection strong.
Which must have been crucial later on navigating the whole fame thing.
The article points that out specifically. You know, while other young stars might have gone a different route, maybe more rebellious.
Right.
David kept this respectful, wholesome image, very much aligned with Mormon teachings on conduct.
And that early sense of purpose is interesting, too. Wanting to use his talent for good.
Yeah, like uplifting others, philanthropy. Right. That's a big emphasis in the Mormon church, right?
It is, yeah. Service and positive impact are strongly encouraged. He often talked about that balance, actually.
Balancing what? His beliefs?
Exactly. Balancing his personal beliefs with the, you know, the pressures and demands of being famous. Staying true to himself.
Okay, maybe we should back up a bit. For listeners who aren't as familiar, what are the sort of core ideas of the Mormon faith that we need to grasp to understand David's story?
Sure. Well, at its absolute core, the faith centers on Jesus Christ. He's seen as the Son of God, the Savior.
Okay.
And a key belief is that their church is a restoration of Christ's original church, guided by living prophets, ongoing divine revelation.
So like a direct line.
That's the belief, yes. It provides a really robust spiritual framework, and that naturally shapes how members view the world, how they act, their community involvement.
Right. And the article mentions family being huge, this idea of families being together forever, temple covenants.
Oh, absolutely paramount. Hmm. That belief means family relationships are prioritized incredibly highly. It's not just important, it's often the central thing in life.
So lots of family time traditions.
Definitely. Gatherings, celebrations, mutual support. It's deeply ingrained. Growing up like that, it instills a real dedication to family, a sense of responsibility.
And those temple covenants you mentioned.
They're sacred promises made in Mormon temples. They symbolize that eternal nature of family bonds, a core part of their theology.
Gotcha. So strong family ties. And the article also talks about community being really important, too. It's not just individual faith.
Not at all. There's a huge emphasis on service within the community. Supporting each other.
Like a built-in support system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It creates strong social bonds, a real sense of belonging. For David, growing up in that kind of environment, well, things like collaboration, helping out, they become second nature.
That must have been grounding, especially moving into entertainment, which can be so individualistic.
You think so? Yeah, having that network.
Okay, and then the article brings up personal integrity, moral values. How are those emphasized?
Very clearly. The faith teaches a distinct code of conduct, honesty, hard work, ethical behavior. These are highly valued.
Instilled from a young age.
Absolutely. These principles would have been part of his upbringing, shaping his character, his sense of responsibility. And you see how that plays out in his journey, his art.
Okay, so that gives us a good foundation. Now, let's zero in on David's early life, specifically within that Mormon family context. The article says his family was deeply rooted in the faith.
Yes, definitely. So his childhood really emphasized those things we've talked about. Faith, hard work, serving the community. His parents actively taught values like kindness, service, education.
And it wasn't just at home, right? The article mentions his religious education being involved.
Right. From a young age, he'd be attending church regularly, participating in youth programs, activities supporting the church's mission.
So pretty immersive.
Very. It fosters spiritual growth, but also that sense of responsibility to family and community. The article argues this really shaped his character, his work ethic later on.
And the local congregation itself sounds like it was key, a close-knit community.
Precisely. With his family being active, he was surrounded by this supportive network. Make lasting friends there.
And performed there too, musically.
Right. Yeah, that's mentioned. He often performed at church events. So he got early experience, encouragement. It nurtured that passion for singing right there in that supportive environment.
So all these threads, family, community, church activities, early performances, they kind of weave together.
Exactly. Helping him form a strong sense of identity and appreciation for those core values. Faith, sticking with things, serving others. These became defining elements for him.
Now, let's talk about the music itself within that religious setting. The article says it was more than just a passion for him.
Oh, definitely. It was a really profound way for him to express himself, and it was tied directly to his Mormon upbringing. Singing in church wasn't just performing, it was spiritual. It was connection.
And the songs themselves. Themes of faith, hope.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Faith, hope, love, community. Those themes are central to many hymns and church songs he would have grown up with.
What about influences? Was it purely religious music or a mix?
Well, the traditional hymns of the church were certainly a big part. The article mentions, "I am a child of God." For instance, songs emphasizing service, devotion, unity.
Right.
But he was also listening to contemporary artists. So it was an interesting blend, you know, mainstream music, but filtered through his own values.
Did those hymns, like, influence his own style later? The structure, maybe?
That's a good question. It's possible the melodic structures or the lyrical directness of hymns had some subconscious influence. He definitely carried the themes of hope and positivity into his pop music.
So music was a channel for his spirituality.
Exactly. A way to explore it, express his beliefs. It gave him comfort too, connected him with others who shared those values.
Yeah.
And that spiritual underpinning, it stayed with him, shaping his songs.
Okay, then comes the big one, American Idol. The article frames his time on the show as really highlighting the character shaped by that Mormon background.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He's 16 years old, thrust into this massive national spotlight.
Intense pressure.
Incredibly intense. Mm-hmm. But that upbringing, those principles we talk about, humility, hard work, faith, they gave him a kind of anchor.
The article says he consciously drew on his family's teachings to stay composed.
Right. His faith wasn't just theoretical, it was practical. It guided his choices on the show, his performance style, how he handled the scrutiny. It was his moral compass in that crazy environment.
And even though it's a competition, he approached it differently.
It seemed that way. Despite the pressure, he came across as embracing it with purpose. His performances were so heartfelt, you know?
Yeah, very emotional.
They resonated because they felt authentic. And when he faced challenges or doubts, that faith seemed to really strengthen him, keep him going.
So Idol wasn't just a launch pad, it was also about growth.
Huge growth, yeah. Personal and spiritual. It was this real intersection of his talent, his faith, and his resilience. And that Mormon upbringing was clearly instrumental in how he navigated it all.
Okay, so post-Idol, immediate fame, the article talks about navigating that, the challenges. That transition's got to be rough for anyone, especially someone so young.
Oh, for sure. Sudden celebrity is a whirlwind. Constant attention, media intrusion. It can lead to serious stress, anxiety, very common in the industry.
But again, the article points to his upbringing as a stabilizing force.
Exactly. Those core values, that sense of purpose beyond just being famous. It gave him perspective, a reminder to stay grounded. He's talked a lot about staying true to himself, and he credits his faith background for helping him do that.
It wasn't just internal strength, though, was it? The faith provided support, too.
Absolutely. A huge source of inspiration and comfort. Support from his family, his church community, that was vital for coping with the pressure, the anxiety.
Prayer and reflection, maybe.
You mentioned that, too, yeah. Finding balance through prayer, reflection. And his faith encouraged him to be authentic about his experiences, which I think resonated with fans.
It is really interesting how that foundation helped him through such a potentially chaotic time. The article then looks at his commitment since then, maintaining his faith amidst his career.
Which is pretty remarkable, right? Celebrity life has so many distractions, potential pitfalls, but he's shown this consistent commitment to his Mormon faith, those values he grew up with.
He kept choosing that path.
Seems so. Faced with choices, he consistently leaned on those core principles.
And the article notes he spoke openly about relying on his faith right after Idol.
Yes, even with all the pressure, he was clear about his faith being his guide, his relationship with God being central to who he is, a source of strength. And that support from his local Mormon community continued to be important, reinforcing his beliefs.
He's also been pretty open about the challenges, hasn't he? Sticking to his values in the public eye?
He has, which takes courage. He's talked about temptations, moments where his values might have clashed with industry norms.
And choosing his path anyway.
Exactly. Sharing those struggles highlights how deep those principles run. And as the article says, his faith even shapes how he interacts with fans wanting to uplift, share hope through his music.
That level of consistency and transparency is notable. Okay, finally, the article touches on his personal growth reflection over the years. It sounds like quite a journey of introspection.
Definitely. From that young kid on Idol to the artist he is now, there's been obvious growth. He seems to have developed a real self-acceptance, understanding how important it is to embrace your authentic self.
And he's become more vocal about mental health, too.
Yes, increasingly so, especially balancing career, public life, and personal beliefs. He's been candid about his own struggles with anxiety, the search for authenticity.
That's important.
Very. By sharing his experiences, he advocates for more understanding, especially around mental health within religious communities, which isn't always an easy conversation.
And his understanding of faith itself seems to have evolved.
It sounds like it. He talks about faith not being static, but an ongoing journey, an evolving relationship with God, with himself.
Allowing for doubts, questions.
Exactly. A more nuanced view that acknowledges bumps in the road are part of the process while still holding on to hope. It's an approach that resonates with a lot of people, I think.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, looking back through this lens of his Mormon upbringing, what are the main takeaways for you?
I think the biggest one is just how powerful a strong faith background can be as an anchor for navigating fame, challenges. David's story really shows how his Mormon faith shaped his values, his music, his personal growth in profound ways.
Yeah, and his ability to maintain that faith despite everything that's inspiring in itself.
Absolutely. His steadfastness, his openness about struggles. It teaches a lot about resilience, about being authentic, you know.
The article calls him a role model, especially for young Mormons.
And you can see why. He shows it's possible to pursue ambition while staying true to your spiritual integrity. That message of authenticity really aligns with core Mormon teachings.
And his impact goes beyond the music, doesn't it?
For sure.
Yeah.
His charity work, his mental health advocacy,
yeah.
It shows that compassion, that desire to uplift others, which reflects those values he grew up with. His journey encourages people, really, whatever their background, to embrace their beliefs and follow their passions with integrity.
That's a really great summary. So, a final thought for our listeners. Considering David Archuleta's journey, how might your own core beliefs, whatever they happen to be, act as your anchor when life throws curveballs or opens unexpected doors? What parts of your own upbringing are still shaping your path, your values today? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.